And we're with Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager Scott Tickey. Scott, what is the latest now this week as we head into the 4th of July weekend concerning the camping site situation out at Lake Ashtabula?
Well, we've been making progress, Steve. The crew out here has been working steady. I think we've worked every single day since the storm. The West Crossing is 100% open for campers right now. Nell Riemann, the RV sites are 100% open. The tent sites will be a little while yet. The East Crossing and the front loop at Eggert's, we are confident we'll finish up cutting in those two areas on Wednesday. And we plan to open the gates up on Wednesday night. You know, those will be fully open for campers starting on Thursday. That back loop at Eggert's, so the stuff beyond the bathrooms, the new addition loop on there, that's going to be closed for some time. That may not open for quite a while yet.
Let's all have a good, safe 4th of July, right? Keep those life jackets on?
Absolutely. As people come, as always, when you guys come out to recreate on the lake this weekend, wear your life jacket. Just be smart. Have a good time. Be patient with people at the boat ramps. They're going to be busy. And it seems like always 4th of July, we get some folks that the first time out for the season. So be patient. Instead of complaining about it, maybe give them a hand.
Fishing docks, is it going to be a while before those are repaired?
Fishing dock at the West Crossing is in place and working. The fishing dock at Eggert's, once we open the gates there, that'll be accessible. That one's ready to go. The one at Sundstrom's will be a while. We're going to have to do some repairs on the one at Sundstrom's.
Here's Scott Tickey, Bald Hill Dam Resource Manager here, our guest on KOVC.